Exclusive: Senator Marsha Blackburn, Amy Coney Barrett is a respected working mom and highly qualified judge. By Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, on October 15, 2020. Once again, Washington liberals and the leftist media had the opportunity to stand up and support a strong working mother. But instead, they attack her and diminish her exceptional accomplishments. They are coordinating their statements to vilify Judge Amy Coney Barrett, just as they did to Justice Kavanaugh, until even her own family can't recognize her. Even before she was announced as President Trump's nominee, liberals had already written her off as too Christian and as a working mother who could not possibly balance the work of a Supreme Court justice while raising seven kids. It's wrong and sickening, but unfortunately, it is nothing new to conservative women. For years, liberals and the left-wing media have come up with a plethora of excuses for why we don't deserve a seat at the table. For a party that champions equality for all women, it's quite ironic that all women don't receive the same treatment. I guess their non-exclusive female platform only applies to women of the left. Conservative women and chief mamas in charge need to stick together. Over the course of getting to know Judge Barrett, two things could not be more true in my mind: she is a hard-working mother, and she also is an eminently well-qualified judge who understands above all that a jurist should not be a policymaker. Judge Barrett is not only fit to serve as an associate justice of the Supreme Court, but, as the first mother with school-aged children, she will also bring a new perspective that will benefit the American people. Her grounded character and hard-working values have served her well during the Senate confirmation process. She will meet the left's attacks with persistence and grace, because she's already accustomed to their attacks. The Democrats' fervent wish is to pack our courts with activist judges and justices and to expand the Supreme Court, essentially creating another legislative branch. As a result, our Constitution and our American way of life would become unrecognizable. There is no limit to their radical agenda, including taking away our Second Amendment rights, allowing open borders, defunding the police, taxpayer-funded abortion, abolishing the Electoral College, giving statehood to Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico, taking away your health insurance, and creating an activist Supreme Court. In the last several weeks, Joe Biden has refused to release his list of Supreme Court picks. He doesn't think the American people deserve to know what he has planned for the Supreme Court before the American people make their decision in the election. But make no mistake, Joe Biden doesn't want you to see his list because it contains activists who will legislate the Democrats' agenda from the federal bench. For more than a year now, Joe Biden has been kowtowing to the radical left, while Bernie Sanders and the squad set the agenda for the Democratic Party behind the scenes. Now Joe Biden and the Democratic Party are making the claim that Republicans have been court-packing all along by filling vacancies on the circuit, appellate and the Supreme Court levels. There is a distinct difference between filling vacancies on the federal bench, which is what President Trump and the Senate are doing, and packing the court, which is what the left wants to do. Conversely, President Trump has fulfilled his promise to the American people by allowing the American public to see his list and by nominating good constitutionalists to the Supreme Court. The American people have a choice this November. It's American freedom versus socialism. The sanctity of our judicial system is at stake. We must defend our democracy from the radical liberals and re-elect President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence for four more years, and we must confirm Judge Barrett. Marsha Blackburn is a United States Senator from Tennessee and a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Elected in 2018, Blackburn is the first woman to serve Tennessee in the U.S. Senate. Read more about her at www.marshablackburn.com.